This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We learned this morning, courtesy of the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index, that the American housing market continues to do all right. Prices are up an average of 5% over a year ago. In some places, they're downright booming. Places like San Francisco and New York and Seattle, cities where full-time workers can't even afford to rent close in anymore. All of that spells trouble for the group most drawn to urban neighborhoods and the group, we are told, that is most important to the future health of real estate in this country, first-time buyers in their 20s and early 30s. Most of them can finally afford a down payment and a monthly mortgage now, but where can they afford to settle down? From Portland, Oregon, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that story.
It doesn't get much hipper than this. Portland's trendy Division Street, a busy urban strip lined with new apartment buildings, funky clothing stores, a $4 per scoop gourmet ice cream parlor where there's always a line halfway down the block.
Get your orange and olive oil. It's one of our seasonal flavors.
I step through the glass and steel doors of Inhabit, a boutique realty office next to a yoga studio and a brew pub where broker Eric Hagstedt presides.
So you have a local grocery store, you have parks, public transportation, all at your fingertips. And that's what's driven our prices so high, because people want this lifestyle.
How high for this lifestyle?
A new condominium home or townhome, easily $400 a foot.
What does $400 a foot translate into, let's say, a 1,500 square foot?
$500,000.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, wow. Because $500,000 to buy a modest two-bedroom apartment is not in the price range of most first-time buyers. Which doesn't mean they don't want to buy. According to consumer surveys, well over three-quarters of people in their 20s and early 30s do plan to own someday. And more of them are now in a position to buy because the job market's strong and interest rates remain low. Except home prices are going up, especially for all those minimalist condos and renovated row houses in desirable central cities. Won't that affordability crunch just kill young people's chances to finally become homeowners? Not really, says economist Robert Dietz at the National Association of Home Builders.
In medium size and smaller metro areas, you know, the traditional single family home in the suburb remains popular.
Partly because it's cheaper. The typical American starter home, most likely in a suburb, costs just $168,000. Housing analyst Jed Kolko at UC Berkeley says it is true.
There's been an increase in college-educated young adults living in very dense urban neighborhoods. Smart young things living in Brooklyn, in downtown San Francisco.
But the idea that most young people are striving for this urban lifestyle?
It's not true of that generation overall. They are actually less likely to be living in urban neighborhoods as opposed to suburban areas today than that same age group in 2000.
So where are most of them settling down and buying, at least those who can now afford to?
Morning. Come on in. Hello, guys. Christian. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi. And then this is Eden, and my oldest is Grace.
Wow, this is the house.
Oh. It was. Yeah. A lot of decorating to be done yet.
Yes.
But.
Financial analyst Josh Reef, age 30, is welcoming me to his family's new five-bedroom, 2,800-square-foot house. It's on a winding street in a picture postcard housing development about 40 miles from downtown Portland. There are farms and timberland all around. Josh works at a local bank. Wife Chelsea is a stay-at-home mom. They have three kids, and she also publishes a food blog part-time. She says for more than a decade, they rented, trying to save, living in cramped spaces.
We were quickly growing too large for our other home. You know, we just felt like we needed to get the kids into a home that they could grow up in with more space and in a neighborhood where there would be kids their age.
They got this house for $260,000 with a mortgage under 4% and a two-car garage. They admit it's a little sleepy out here. Josh loves gourmet coffee, and he has to get his fix near work in Portland. Still, he says the burbs feel right for now.
Just looking for a good, homey, secure spot. I mean, hey, we'd love to have a quirky little place in Portland with lots of character and history and everything else, right? But I'm not willing to pay an extra $300,000 for that right now. Right now, I just need space for my kids.
Space for family at an affordable price, likely the mantra for more and more young people as they emerge from their recessionary 20s into financial adulthood. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.